Hello, world. It's Barbershop Talk with Ken and Mike.
Yep.
Tonight we're going to be talking about risk and purpose. So, basically, you know, everybody go through life trying to find a purpose. Some find it sooner than others. Some go to the grave never finding it. And that's why you find them going from location to location, job to job, searching for whatever it is that they're searching for, because there's a void in their life. So, you know, tonight we're going to be touching on that. And then we're going to touch on a little bit of risk about what you do when you find your purpose and get into the risky part of it when you have to face your fear and just jump out there. Can't worry about the what ifs.
So pretty much, Mike, just to start us off. So what you're saying is that purpose is more than just, you know, just finding a new job and saying, okay, well, right now my purpose is going to work every day. You're pretty much saying that purpose is a long-term commitment versus, you know, the short unnecessary goals. Is that right? Or what are you getting at?
Yeah, a little bit of touching on that. Basically, purpose is what's in your heart. It's basically, you know, whether it's career-oriented or life-oriented, either one of them. It doesn't have to be for money, because you're going to do it for the joy of it. You're going to do it and it's not going to feel like work. The reason like Apple, Facebook, businesses like those actually last so long is due to the fact that the owners are doing what they love. It's their purpose. It's their passion. It's what they love to get up and do every day. They think about that all day long. While everybody else that's there working for them, it's work. It's feeding their family. It's, I have a nice house. I have this. I have that. Or it could be, you know, I have recognition. I'm known throughout the community. But it's not necessarily their purpose.
Right. So pretty much what you're saying is, like me, I'm the director at a call center where I help out on medical bill collections. And my purpose of doing it every single day is because I get to touch out on many people out there in the world that have outstanding medical bills out there in the country. You know, a lot of people look at it like, you know, that's, you know, medical bill collections and all this other type of stuff. Like, I'm just out there for the money. But my sole reason for doing it is, for one, I can help control, you know, medical value. If I help a lot of people pay back their medical bills, I think somehow, some way that I might be able to affect the cost of medical care. And also, I might be able to generate income for my employees. Plus, also see value happening on...
Yeah, basically, yeah. But let me ask you, you'll be the first example. If you could do anything in this world, what would it be? What would you do that would make you happy?
Honestly, Mike, I'm doing it right now. I go to work every single day to help impact other people's lives, whether it's for the good or, you know, however they might see it, for the bad somehow, some way. I still know the purpose behind what I'm doing. I know that each and every bill that I help get tacked away, there is some type of positive impact to everyone's lives, because it's one less stress or worry. And if I can help do that with with all the millions of people we call every year, you know, I feel like that I'm, you know, I'm pretty good. And my only thing is that I want to be able to impact more people. So yes, I do want more clients. I do want more of the things. And that is where my ambition drives. But at the same point, my purpose is to help people get through the day-to-day life and not have to worry about medical care and also the rising cost of it all.
That's fine on your personal, like, career goal. What about, like, your life purpose?
I just want to be a good guy. I look at a lot of different things that people measure as good guy. I mean, for me, I just believe being a good guy is just, you know, doing everything I can for someone else, doing everything I can to help, you know, educate and also be able to see what people might have out there in this world and let them see their true value. Let them also see that there's no dream that they can't accomplish and that there's no circumstance that they can't overcome. I mean, that's my true, genuine purpose. And I think that a lot of times people devalue themselves sometimes.
That is true. A lot of people are their own obstacle. They can't get around the fear of what if they did this. And that jumps into
the risk, right?
The risk. You know, we'll be right back. We're about to take a quick break and we'll jump right back with you. So now we're right back with you. Before we go all the way into risk, you know, let's touch a little bit more on purpose. So for me, you know, I'm still searching for my particular purpose on this earth. So a lot of people, they don't give too much of thought to it because you're trained basically from birth to get a good job, take care of your family, travel, make sure your kids are good. It's the same cycle over and over and over and over and over again. But there's a little voice always in the back of your head telling you there's more, there's more. Some people turn the voice off. Some people listen to the voice. Some people don't do anything with the voice. So in my situation, you know, I deal with a lot of people and encounter a lot of different people. And, you know, they like, oh, you should do this. Oh, you should do that. Oh, you should do that. So when you have to sit yourself down and just quiet the noise down, one of the ways you can find your purpose is basically just write out everything that you love. Everything that you would love to do, that if you could do it, you would do it every single day and you would not, you wouldn't have to get paid for it. It's just, you would do it. If it's like cleaning the house every day, you love to clean a house and that's what you would like to do, then do that. If it's, you know, helping others to obtain their goals, then do that.
Well, see, Mike, I wanna stop you there because that when you're writing down things, sometimes a lot of people try to write off or try to not think about the things that are contrast to what their purpose is. So I get where you're coming from as far as in you know, writing down the things that you like, writing down the things that you know that your purpose is, but there also got to be that thing that has to click in your brain that says, what are the things I don't like?
Exactly. You do write those.
What are the things are not going towards my purpose?
Yeah, you write those down too. Things that you don't like, because you don't love.
Right, because like in most human behavior that some people don't realize, once you write something down, it has more power in your brain to help you change the things that you don't want to, that you sometimes just think about.
Correct.
Like a lot of people just sit there and say, oh, I wish I was this. Oh, I wish I was that. Well, they're saying it out loud, but they're not writing it down. And sometimes when you put that stuff down on a sheet of paper, it's different than typing it into a computer or anything else like that.
Yeah.
But when you write it down, your brain remembers it somehow. It's like your subconscious is kind of sort of telling you something. Get up. Do something different. Or, hey, this is going contradictory to what you want.
Exactly.
So you got to write down. It has to be a balancing act of like on most things.
Yeah, just to piggyback off that, everybody is wishing they could do this, wish they could do that. We all have the same 24 hours in the day,
you
right?
You're right about that.
So what are you doing different from the person who's out there getting their dream, just obtaining whatever their dream is? People want to connect financial wealth to success. Success does not mean financial wealth like $1 million or $1 billion.
Right, but I think that's actually taking us into our next category of risk. Because you know what? I can honestly tell you what most of those people, even me in some of my situations, and a lot of my friends that are very successful, what they do as well, they aren't afraid to take the risk. They're not afraid to get up early in the morning, make themselves uncomfortable. I mean, all of them hate getting up in the morning, let's be honest.
Right.
But every single last one of them know that there's a risk that they're taking about their health, not getting enough sleep at night, you know, doing all those type of things, you know. But that risk is well worth it because it goes towards their ultimate purpose.
I'll give you a perfect example. I remember when I was like 13, 14, I was really, really into computers. Well, I got this. This is when they were burning CDs and everything. I had a computer guy show me how to hook it up. Well, I was so passionate into hooking up this CD drive into this computer that I worked from 7 o'clock that night. I kept hooking it up and wasn't working, so I kept troubleshooting. It was like almost 8 o'clock the next morning. But when I was doing it, time just passed me by.
Right.
That's how you know when you found your passion. Like, you're passionate about certain things. Like, you're passionate about your team, the risk, everything in it. Whenever you're taking that risk, you can't worry about, you know, how big of a fall you're going to have. Because if you worry about that, you'll never take the leap out there. You'll always wonder, if I do this, then this is going to happen.
Well, you know what, Mike? We'll probably have to touch base again in another second or two. We'll be right back. We're just going to take a little intermittent break right fast. All right, so, you know, back to what you were saying. You're talking about, like, sometimes you got to understand that the fall that you take sometimes is going to be well worth it. Well, I can honestly tell you that's true. Because in my field, they like to call it the change curve or the valley of despair kind of sort of. Like, anytime you actually make a true change, there is a drastic, you know, subtle difference in exactly what you are trying to accomplish. You sort of go down into a little valley. But over time, you start seeing that the results start changing and going up and stuff like that. So, you know, to speak about, you know, just some of the risks that I think that a lot of times people don't understand is like, if you're a little kid and you taking candy to the school and you know that you don't have food at home and stuff like that, and so you take candy to the school and you sell it 25 cents a pop, and you know that the school might come down on you somehow, some way. You still do it because you know that the ultimate result is that the purpose behind it all is that you're trying to help put food on the table for you and your brothers and sisters or whoever it might be. Or you're just really trying to be, you know, something that's different than what you've always ever had. You know, as a kid growing up, I was always told that, you know, I had to focus my energies on the positive things. And unfortunately, a lot of people associate risk with negative things like, you know, selling dope or going to jail and doing all these other type of robbing banks and stuff like that. But that's not really what it boils down to. Risk are more the fact of you understanding that there can be some type of, you know what I'm trying to, help me out on here, Mr. Mike. You know what I'm trying to get to.
Basically, risk is always scary because it's new. Exactly. It's uncomfortable.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Like, if you're trying to run a business, think about what you're doing, because in the simple fact, you've been a follower. You're not the leader, because there's somebody over you that can fire you. Somebody's going to tell you what to do,
exactly,
when to come, when to go. When you're taking that risk, it's all on you. Whether you eat or whether you swim or sink, it's all on you. But you have to take that step. You may fail 1,000 times. You got to fail 1,000 times to succeed once, because every time you fail, that's knowledge. It's knowledge and failure. People don't realize that. People think that, you know, there's nothing but winning. The more you fail, the more life experience you get. You learn from your mistakes. If you're paying attention to what you're doing, you have to study your craft.
That's true.
Whatever your craft is, if it's singing, if it's selling, like at a job, or selling furniture, or, you know, if it's working out.
Practice makes perfect, man.
People that actually are successful don't wake up one day and win. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime chance. It's like hitting the lotto. But if you don't manage your money right, if you don't already have a plan in your head for when you hit the lotto, guess what you're going to do? You're going to be right back where you were because of the fact you did not plan. You did not have an idea. You just said, I wish I got it. Okay, now that you got it, what are you going to do with it?
And, you know, that's true. I mean, a lot of times I think that, you know, I've seen many people, you know, just in my line of work and also talking to them over the phone, that, you know, a lot of people, they always say, well, if I had this, I'd be able to do that. Okay, well, now that you have that, what are you going to do with it? And once you have that, once you're doing something with it, what's your next step?
Exactly.
Like, I think that a lot of people think that when they reach a goal, that's the end point. When really and truly, that goal should be the starting point. And then once you reach that goal, it should be the starting point to another goal.
Exactly.
And I believe that's how you climb, not actually just stay stagnated. Because I don't think anybody wants to just stay still.
Exactly.
If they do, I really do think there's a problem with you. But at the same moment in time, I just want to be honest, is that, you know, you got to want to keep on going. I seen it the other day that Jeff, what was his name? Bezos? B-E-Z-O-S. You know, he owns Washington Post. But you might know him by the name of Amazon. He owns that company. Dude surpassed $110 billion the other day. And they said the only person who's ever done that was Bill Gates. And then Bill Gates sold off all his shares and donated to charity. But Jeff, on the other hand, he did it. And he did it coming out of a bookstore, selling books out of his garage. You think that if once he made it out the garage, he sat there and stayed still? No. That man has sat there every single day wondering how he can go ahead and make something bigger. And he was able to surpass Bill Gates. And they always said that he said he wanted to be the richest man in the world. He is.
So we'll be right back with you. I'm going to take another quick break.
And this is the last break.
All right, so we back. And so basically we probably gonna wrap this up real quick. So basically the formula that I think a lot of people really need to focus on from this is dreams plus purpose plus risk equals life success. Because whatever you dream in your mind, whatever you dream about that you want to be, whatever it is, you can be that if you put in the work to it. There's no such thing as a no or no you can't. I have plenty of friends that, you know, had nothing, literally took no a million times just to get that one yes, and they have surpassed me, they've surpassed other people around them. Sometimes it takes a longer route to get to where you want to go.
Hey, I understand that completely. Personally, I can understand that because I've been the same person. A lot of people didn't think, you know, me being an 18-year-old kid, you know, coming out of high school, that I was going to be anything. And then, you know, 14 years after the fact, you know, here I sit and, you know, kind of sort of run a company for my boss. So I'm one of her right-hand mans. And that in itself, for me, that's a personal accomplishment. But I just want everybody to understand that, you know, life wasn't easy and the road was not just some smooth little path. I had choices and decisions that sometimes I fell all the way off the road and went off road for a little bit. But it was the purpose that I took and the risk in which, you know, I knew, the calculated risk in which I knew to get me back to the main road, back shooting down the highway, back to the city of gold, on my way to the city of gold. And that's just really what I can honestly say, that I think that a lot of people who are successful have kept their path on the straight and narrow, or also made the calculated risk that way that they could find their purpose in life. You know, some of them got great hobbies that are really their purpose. Their job is just their job. So I want y'all all to understand that dreams do come true as long as you have a purpose, as long as you take the right calculated risk, and also you believe in yourself. Because, you know, you can talk about purpose and risk all day long, but if you don't believe that you are the best person to do whatever you're doing at that given time, you're missing the whole entire point.
Exactly. And the fact that he said believe in yourself, I don't know how many of you watch Shark Tank, but you know why they asked them how much money you've invested in your own business? Because you have to believe in yourself. So if you have not invested in your own business, if you have not invested in your own self, you got to self-educate. So that means read, whenever you want to watch TV, read a book about whatever it is you're interested in. And continue that path. But that's all that we have for tonight. And we'll catch back up with y'all Friday. We're going to start trying to do this
every 3 days or so.
Tuesdays and Fridays. We out.
Barbershop Talk.